He read it carefully, word by word. "Dear Kelsey, I realize you might be surprised to hear from me. It seemed unwise, or at least unfair, to contact you before. Though a phone call might have been more personal, I felt you would need time, and a letter gives you more of a choice on your options. They will have told you I died when you were very young. In some ways it was true, and I agreed with the decision to spare you. Over 20 years have passed, and you are no longer a child. You have, I believe, the right to know that your mother is alive. You will perhaps not welcome the news. However, I made the decision to contact you and won't regret it. If you want to see me or simply have questions that demand answers, you'd be welcome. My home is Three Willows Farm, outside of Bluemont, Virginia. The invitation is an open one. If you decide to accept it, I would be pleased to have you stay as long as it suited you. If you don't contact me, I'll understand that you don't wish to pursue the relationship. I hope the curiosity that pushed you as a child will tempt you to at least speak with me. Yours, Naomi Chadwick." Naomi. Philip closed his eyes. Good God, Naomi. Nearly 23 years had passed since he'd seen her, but he remembered everything about her with utter clarity. So clear were his memories that when Philip opened his eyes again, he thought he saw her. His heart took one hard, violent